Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday night, did you miss a fun night of MMA action with Extreme Fighting Inc.? A lot of good fights, lots of controversy going on. So, it was crazy. Hopefully, going to have my boy Clint Davis. He's out flutting about somewhere. So, hopefully, we're going to be able to get him in here and be able to talk over some of the big controversy coming out of Extreme Fighting Inc. Oh man, Aaron Cobb, he did a great job putting this show together. Tony and Darlene Burroughs, the owner of XFI, just amazing, great people. I had fun being there. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can say, and I know Clint Davis will agree to this, is that if you did not make it to the show Saturday night, you missed out, because the fans that were there, it was packed to the gills, and it was loud and rowdy. So, anyway, once again, I hope everybody had a great weekend. We're gonna get ready to go over the headlines here. So, with that being said, let's just check out what's going on in the headlines. Word coming out of the NBA is trade talk. And what we're talking about there, apparently the Chicago Bulls had a trade. And I forget who it was they traded with, but they're saying they're wanting certain players, and the Bulls are saying, well, no, that guy's off limits. That guy is Portland Trail Blazers. Apparently, there was a trade between Chicago and the Trail Blazers for All-Star forward LaMarcus Aldridge, and in return, probably one of these players to be named a later thing, Portland has said they want Joakim Noah. And Chicago just come flat out and said, no, you cannot have Joakim Noah. He is not a part of the trade package. So go back and try again. So it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out as far as Chicago and Portland. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Get ready to call in. We will have you on the air. I think that's Yvonne Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez is set to play Tuesday night in his first minor league ball game on a rehab assignment. If you're not a Yankees fan, do you really care? That's my question. If you are not a Yankees fan, do you really care if Alex Rodriguez comes back or not? Personally, I'm not a Yankees fan, so I don't care. Washington Nationals have reinstated Bryce Harper off the disabled list. Excuse me. Harper's been on the disabled list for the past couple of weeks. Whew, sorry about that. Don't you hate it when that happens? Trying to talk and the sneeze bugs jump on. Do have some afternoon baseball to report. Toronto 8, Detroit 3. That's just one of those things. Is like, do we really care? I mean, it's not MMA related. Do we really care? That's all I'm saying, you know. Oh, checking on down other information coming out of the NBA. Houston Rockets have met with Dwight Howard as the NBA free agency opens. I'm still looking at Dallas on this deal because Shane Larkin, recent draft pick signee by Dallas, says he would like to play with Dwight Howard as long as it's in Dallas. So we'll be keeping an eye on that, especially since it is Dallas, and Dallas is my favorite NBA team. Ain't no option on that. I mean, it is. That's it. Dallas has said, Dirk Nowitzki has come out and he says he is willing to hop on a plane at a moment's notice and go talk to Dwight Howard if that's what it's going to take to bring Dwight Howard to the Mavs. So, I know there may be some other teams that may not like that, but, you know, that's just how the old cookie crumbles. So, once again, we're going to be keeping an eye on that just to see how that goes. Before we go over any other headlines, I need to say hi to my buddies out at Bear's Place, Bear, Teresa, and all the rest of the crew out there. Oh, man, I woke up this morning, and I was craving biscuits and gravy. So I knew I was going to be going to eat breakfast somewhere. Well, as it turns out, I was prowling Facebook this morning, as I always do, kind of getting ready for the day. And Bear's Place had a post on their Facebook, biscuits and gravy. I don't like how about that. I was just thinking about biscuits and gravy. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, biscuits and gravy and a couple of glasses of sweet tea, good visit, good camaraderie for less than $5. Can you dig it? And I'm not talking no little plate either. I'm talking 1980 satellite dish size plate. I mean, it was huge. Biscuits and gravy. So if you're ever in Fayetteville, Arkansas, go check out Bear's Place. They're located 504 East 15th Street right here in Fayetteville. Go and say hi to Barry, Teresa, Masa, and the great crew. They also got music during the week. So great food, great music, great ice cold beer. Once again, that's Bear's Place. Once again, 504 East 15th Street, right here in beautiful Fayetteville, Arkansas. Go see them if you will. All right. Also want to say hello to the folks, Pro Am Belts. If you're a professional wrestling, boxing, MMA promoter, and you want some beautiful custom-made championship belts, then go check out the boys at Pro Am Belts. They will set you up. All right, let's get back to the headlines. Now that we got all the supporters out of the way, let's get on with the rest of the story. Oh, let's see. Colts, Indianapolis Colts safety Joe Lefegid was arrested early Saturday after officers found a semi-automatic pistol that he was riding in. And once again, here is another celebrity athlete thinking that he is above everybody else. Blah, 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 blah. There you go. So that's news coming out of... where's my button? Let's check out some baseball news. As you heard me mention, Bryce Harper is going to be back in the starting lineup. So make sure you're... If you're a Washington Nationals fan, get ready for that. Let's check out the standings real quick while we're at it in Major League Baseball. Start out in the American League, Boston Red Sox. They are on top of the American League East. They got a 2.5-game lead over the Baltimore Orioles. Cleveland Indians, they're on top of the Central Division, and they got a 0.5-game lead over... Who do they? Oh, Detroit Tigers. Who's on the phone line with me?
Hey, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. This is Greg?
Yeah, this is Greg.
This is Steve Helms, buddy. We've been knowing each other a while.
Hey, what's going on, big man?
Hey, I got a couple questions for you.
What's
baseball
that?
Related. I got some kids that are 13 and 14 years old. They've made All-Stars. They play in, they got a tournament in Mountain Home coming up July 12th. How come we don't see more media coverage of these things?
You know, the media, especially in Northwest Arkansas, and especially with the since the Fayetteville paper, the Northwest Arkansas Times, and the Springdale Morning News, I noticed the coverage of that type of stuff has really gone down, and I'm really disappointed in that because, you know, yeah, everybody loves the Razorbacks, and I give them that, but they just kind of focus on the big schools, and it's kind of got...
You know, you got some future Razorbacks that are going to be competing, you know what I mean?
Oh, exactly, and I know what you mean because I got nieces and nephews that have played. You know, I got three nephews that played American Legion ball, and at that time the papers were all over it. Every time Lindsay and Associates went to Memphis to play in a tournament, the press was all over it, drumming up support.
Well, when we were growing up, they used to cover American Legion ball too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and yeah,
they don't really
I know.
Cover. I mean, you don't hardly hear any mentions about any tournament. Well, let's see. Next weekend, there's a state tournament in Mountain Home for 12-year-olds. And then the 12th of July is 13 and 14-year-olds. And there'll be a tournament in Harrison for 13-year-olds going on at the same time. We don't hear that much about it in the news. I'd like to see more media coverage.
Well, and I agree. And I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Maybe if we could get more parents, you know, not knocking on the newspaper's doors saying, hey, you know, we still got this stuff going on, but we don't see any of it. But, you know, everything, they focus on Fayetteville. They focus on Springdale. They focus on the big schools. You hardly hear anything about the smaller schools like Lincoln, Greenland, West Fork, you know, schools like that. And I think it's a travesty because there is just a good athlete at these smaller schools than there is at the bigger schools. And I think that's why, especially in Northwest Arkansas, I can't speak for the rest of Arkansas, but I think that's why all the top athletes that there are in these smaller schools in Northwest Arkansas, that's why they end up going to colleges like University of the Ozarks and, you know, Russellville down at UCA, Central Arkansas,
I'm in the River Valley, and, you know,
right.
You would think the Southwest Times would have some coverage of local kids in sports. And I opted, my son's going to school in Oklahoma to play high school baseball over there, because I know he'll get more coverage being a high school standout in Oklahoma than he will here locally.
Yeah, and I, you know, and when it comes to the schools, I think it has a lot to do with the coaches. I just honestly think the coaches at these smaller schools really don't get out and push their kids enough, you know.
Well, and that surprises me. Now, you take Pecola, Cameron, Spiro, Poto over there across the Oklahoma line.
Oh, yeah.
Those coaches do everything they can to get their kids' names out. And I've noticed that the level of baseball play over there just blows Fort Smith out of the water.
Oh, yeah. I'll take any one of them previous schools that you just mentioned. I'll take any of those teams, and I'll put it up. I'll put them up against Northside, Southside, Van Buren. I'll put them up against them any day, and I guarantee you those teams will come out because those kids, they grow up. They grow up with each other playing ball, so they know each other, and they go into the junior high programs and then into the high school programs. So those kids grow up playing together where when you got towns the size of Fort Smith and Fayetteville, you know, those kids come from different junior high schools and so on.
We played travel baseball, but primarily we played boys club baseball just because, you know, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to be a part of, you know, helping the boys club and everything.
Oh,
and
exactly.
My son has the opportunity. He can play at Northside or Southside, but he's going to go to Pecola where I know he's going to get an opportunity to play.
Yeah, and you know, I think that falls back on the coaches. You know,
yeah.
I really think the coaches, unless you're one of the bigger schools, or unless your kid is just a freak like Tyler Wilson or those kids coming out of Greenwood.
My son is 14 years old and throws 83 miles an hour.
Well, there you go. I mean, there is no reason, if he is promoted right and the coaches get out there and do their job, there is no reason with that. If he is, how old did you say he was?
He's 14.
So if he's 14 now and he's already throwing 85 mile an hour heat, when he gets into high school, there is no reason why schools from all over the United States will be banging down your door recruiting
him. Well, like I said, he's played the reason he's going to Pecola. Well, we're moving there, actually, and just for him to go to school there. But he played summer ball. He's going into the ninth grade. He played summer ball with their high school team, pitching against all these schools, Cameron, Worcester, you know, all high school competition at 14 years old. His coach told me from over there, he said, he's gonna do something. He said, like right now they've got a pitcher and a catcher that is just that's outrageous over there. That they've already got like tons of scholarship offers. I think these smaller Oklahoma schools, you know, Cameron. I don't know how many state titles they've got over there.
Oh, I wish I had Clint. I wish I had my co-host Clint. Clint could be googling that up, but unfortunately, Clint's not with us right now. So hopefully, we can get him on later.
About 13 or 14 state titles.
Yeah, they got a machine over there, you know.
Well, Kevin Holman's the coach over there, and, you know, he pitched for the Braves, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's an awesome, awesome coach. I just think that the level of competition over there in those small Oklahoma schools, these big schools like Northside, Southside, I don't think they want any of what they got to offer.
And like I say, that goes back to the fact that Northside schools the size of Northside and Southside. You know, you got four junior highs and all those Christian schools there in
Fort
Smith. Well,
plus we don't have any junior high sports baseball around here.
Right. And, you know, and that's one of the things that really kind of irked me is because I grew up playing baseball. I loved baseball. I loved football and golf. And what really made me mad is that they didn't bring in high school baseball till 1989.
After we graduated.
the year after we graduated, they made the big grandiose announcement that Fort Smith Public Schools will now high schools will now have baseball. And I'm like, what the heck? You know, yep.
We had a Legion ball.
Yeah, we had Legion ball, but you know, what you want to get out there and you want to support your high school. You want to wear that if you're
exactly.
a North Side fan. You want the big N or the big bear on your hat, and if you're South Side, you want the Rebel on your hat. But I mean, I hope he does good, boss. I mean, I hope Steve. I really do. I hope he does good.
Just wish us luck in this tournament we're going to Mountain Home there. It's last time we were there, it wasn't pretty. The fans weren't real receptive. Let's just put it that way. The hometown wasn't nice.
Oh, well, you know, I always get that because, you know, the last 4 or 5 years I've been doing softball, doing the PA announcing for the high school state championships for girls softball up at Bogle Park. And I don't care. Benton is just, the Benton Tigers are just a bunch of biggest crybabies I have ever seen.
Oh, you know, they bring their cowbells and they want to holler and scream at our kids, you know. I'm thinking, you know, you're holding a state tournament. How about show some respect for these kids that are drafted teams from Boys Club? We're going up there. We're competing against these teams that are travel teams, you know what I mean, that aren't a drafted team. And when we're winning, man, they're just on us like crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I tell you one that's funny, talking about Harrison. Harrison is the same way. Harrison has the most smack talking. You got the cowbells. Well, I remember when my oldest nephew, Shane, was playing American Legion for Lindsay and Associates. They had the wood bat tournament at Baum Stadium, and the kids loved that tournament because they were actually getting to play with Louisville Slugger wood bats.
Yep.
So
I'd like
to see
wood bat come back in for high school.
Oh, me too. So here comes Harrison, and they got, and we had to follow. Believe it or not, we actually had to follow NCAA rules.
Right.
In one of the NCAA rules was no artificial noisemakers. Boy, do you know it made Harrison mad when we had a big box sitting there coming into the gates of Baum Stadium and they had to put their cowbells and stuff in there.
Oh, I know. It's,
well, they
were. You go down there, Greg, man, and we're taking 14 and 15-year-old kids. You know what I mean? And you got parents over there, rip, 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 just trying to get on you. You know, that's kid stuff, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Just let these boys play ball and let the butt whoopings lay where the butt whoopings lay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I feel your pain, my brother. I mean, like I say, I've had nieces and nephews come up, and you know the only reason I liked going to play Harrison? It's just to see what uniforms, because it seemed like every time you go over there, they had a different uniform each and every day.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they had
that sporting goods store that sponsored them. So they're as bad as the Oregon Ducks. They're American Legion.
Right.
You never know what uniform they're going to be wearing over there.
You know it.
Hey,
I just thought I'd holler at you, buddy. It's good talking to you.
Hey, man, Steve, I appreciate you. Tell your son that we're going to be doing our best to keep track, keep calling in, give us some updates, and let us know what's going on with him.
All right, man, I will. Thanks, bud.
All right, Steve, good
Bye.
To hear from you. Hey, there you go, ball fans. If you get a chance, head over there, check out that tournament, and let's get behind some of these small baseball programs like this because, you know, it's obvious that the newspapers aren't helping them out. So let's just take it on to Greg Squirrel Show's shoulders, and let's help promote these kids and make sure they get some fan support and get over there and do good in these tournaments. All right. We were talking to majors, and we were going down to standings. So let's jump right back in the middle of that. American League West is where we were at. Texas Rangers. They got the lead in the American League West. They got a half game lead over the Athletics. All right, let's jump to the National. National League's going bonkers. I mean, Atlanta Braves. Looks right now, Atlanta has a 6.5, and it's not even All-Stars yet. It's not even close to the All-Star game, and yet the Braves have a 6.5 game lead over the Washington Nationals. So there's that. Oh, we got another caller coming in here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Who we got on the phone lines? Caller, you're on the air. All right, guess he didn't want to talk. So, all right. Apparently that caller didn't want to talk too bad. So let's finish up with these standings real quick. We go to the Central. My beloved Cardinals have kind of slipped a little bit. They've fallen to 49-32, two games behind the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, what's up with that? Where did Pittsburgh come from all of a sudden? I mean, Pittsburgh's just gone ape nuts. National League West, you got the Diamondbacks. They got a 2-point lead over the Colorado Rockies. So there you go, baseball fans. I know if you got a ball team out there, there are your current up-to-date standings going into today. Baseball, once again, but I guess the big talk right now is the Dwight Howard stuff. Once again, be anxious to see where Dwight Howard shows up. So we'll take it from there. Oh, I did see this. The New Orleans Pelicans debuted a picture of their basketball court, and you know it's not bad looking. I mean, I won't say it's nothing to write home to mama about, but it's sharp looking. You got your fleur de lis on each end of the court, and then you got the big pelican in the middle with New Orleans above his wings. So, you know, if you're into that thing, there it is. Hey, NCAA football. Hey, it's getting close, boys and girls. NCAA football is just around the corner, so you better get ready. Cause I got a funny feeling that this is going to be a nut season for NCAA football. Yeah, I think it's going to be one of the nuttiest years in college football that we've seen in a long time. Oh, let's go. We got some police blotter news. Two Texas A&M football players were suspended Monday from team activities after being charged with misdemeanor assault and criminal mischief. DeShazer Everett and Floyd Raven will remain suspended pending further investigation. Why does that not surprise? You would think Texas A&M, too. Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt has suspended four players while an investigation of a sex crime is being investigated. They won't give the name of the players. All they said is that four players are currently suspended while they investigate some sex crimes. So there you go there. How about NASCAR? Did anybody check out the nuts? That was just a crazy race. Matt Kenseth won the race. McMurray, Bowyer, Logano, Bush, Truex, Gordon, Johnson, and Harvick. I think it's funny, Brad Keselowski, defending Cup champion, is in danger of missing the chase. I still don't like to chase personally, but that's just me. Danica Patrick is fired back in her Ward's words. war of words with Kyle Petty. I think they just need to shut up, put those two on the track, and see what it is. That's just my personal opinion. I think they just need to put Danica and anybody else, you know. If there's anybody else out there who questions her skills and abilities, put them out there on the track with her. Because I think you'll find the girl can get nasty when she wants to be. Oh, man, why did I say that? I could see Clint Davis calling in right now on that comment. I miss my buddy Clint. Let's talk golf. Bill Haas won over the weekend. For some reason, my results aren't coming up, but that's all right. FedEx Cup, Tiger still number one, Kuchar, Snedeker, Mickelson, Herschel, Rose, Haas, Stroman, Bouweekly, Jason Day are your top 10. British Open's just a few weeks away. I love the British Open. Something about European link-style golf I love. So there you go. What else? Oh, let's see what's going on in the MMA world. Frankie Edgar hasn't said he's open to moving up in weight. So you'll be anxious to see what happens there. Shogun and Chael Sonnen fight remains in Boston. Ronda Rousey has said that Ultimate Fighter has been emotionally taxing. Invicta Fighting Championship has added DirecTV, the North American pay-per-view providers for Sonnen and Cyborg. Ronda Rousey has put her support behind Anderson Silva for his match against Chris Weidman. Is it Weidman or Weidman? Looks like Weidman to me. I don't know. So there you go. There's your MMA news. I thought I might have had some results. Oh, maybe I do. Hold on. Let's see here. That was the last Bellator show. Okay, no results. I thought I did have some new results. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. All right. George Zimmerman trial still going on. I've been kind of paying attention to some of the testimony, and I got kind of, I don't know. Had a good time in Fort Smith the other night. Just make sure you stay out of the parks, because you never know what you're going to see. I mean, it's crazy. It's bad when you can't. Yeah, people thought I don't know what they were thinking. Thoughts and prayers go out to out there to Phoenix, that area. I forget how many it said. 19 firefighters were killed over the weekend by fighting a forest fire that covers 9,000 acres. It's been very dry. It's very hot out there. And just to think, I'm getting ready to go out there in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about that again here in a little bit. But most of the names haven't been released. They're still working on that. So once again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the 19 family and friends of the firefighters that passed away out in Arizona 61 days till football. I'm excited. I love football. Oh, well, I see how you are. Hold on, what? We got gremlins in the studio today, so. All right, I guess I have to do this solo, since nobody loves me. I got the results right here. Extreme Infinity took place Saturday night. If you weren't there, sorry. All right. Let me sort my stuff out here. I want to say hi to the guys at Tight Grip. If you need some outstanding MMA-related material, if you're a fighter looking for a good-looking walkout shirt, check out the folks at Tight Grip. They do some beautiful walkout shirts, so check them out. Also want to say, thank you to the Bikers Against Child Abuse. They were in the house Saturday night. Right, once again, carrying on the cause to do away with the child abuse. It ain't never going to go away. We can just kind of make things easier for the kids who have been victim of child abuse. Get with your local Bikers Against Child Abuse chapters and see what can be done. Dallas Connection, we want to say thank you to them supplying outfits for the lovely ring card girls, Tara and Elise. Go Wireless, want to say thank you to them. They actually had a drawing. This is why you need to come to the fights live in person. Because they had a drawing. They gave away an Android smartphone and 1 month of free service. I can't remember the name of the girl that won it. Also want to say thank you to Mr. D's Trophy and Printing and H&M Mobile DJs, also sponsors of Extreme Fighting Inc. Don't forget, you can join my buddy Clint Davis every Tuesday, every Friday at 12 noon on XFI Live. Going to keep the show going over for a little bit longer. I heard rumors. Now, I've been hearing rumors that there may be a show in September or October. But we're going to keep on track of that, and as soon as we hear more, we will definitely pass on the news to you. Once again, I want to say hello to all my friends over at Bear's Place. I think we should just have a Wednesday morning meeting at Bear's Place with some sweet tea and some biscuits and gravy. I'll tell you what, that biscuits and gravy this morning, that was good enough to make the jackrabbit jump up and smack the bear smack in his ugly head. That's how good it was. All right, here we go. We got results. Right here, I got the cards. I don't know if you can hear that. I got the cards right here in front of me. Here we go. First fight of the night featured Kong Yong against Frank Jones. Jones out of Chickasha, Oklahoma. Kong Yong out of Waldron. 2:42 of the second round with a rare naked choke. Frank Jones walks out with that victory. Fight number two of the evening was in the lightweight division. David Keel from Van Buren. This was the, if I remember correct, this was the big high school that's why I need Clint here, because this was the big high school. David the Kid Keel against Ethan Lindsay. 1 minute 40 seconds set with a guillotine choke.
Congratulations to David Keel.
Ah!
I forgot to write down who won it on this card. You had Danny Lee, fight three in the welterweight division, Danny Lee and Jerron Miller. Fight went to, I believe it was Jerron Miller. I haven't checked XFI's website to make sure they verified or posted the results. I'm just going by off my card. So if I do get something wrong, I hope you'll forgive me. All right, let's get on with the cards. We'll double check these. And what? There we go. And the fourth fight of the evening, you saw Cole Bundy taking on Frank Colson. You saw Cole Bundy walk out. Triangle choke, 49 seconds. Fifth fight of the night, you saw Sammy Rogers taking on Jeremy Taylor. Slamming Sammy Rogers, 18-second TKO. Oh. Sixth fight of the night. In the lightweight division, you saw Josh Monks take on Robert Honecker. 257 rear naked choke for Robert Honecker. In the seventh fight of the night, in the featherweight division, you saw Philip Smart taking on Jason Bolling. Philip Smart, 1 minute, 46 seconds of the first round, walked out with a triangle choke over Jason Bolling. Eighth fight of the evening, you saw Jordan Tanks Leary take on Tony Yong. 10 seconds of the second round, guillotine choke for Tony Yong. In the ninth fight of the evening, welterweight division, you saw Matt Goss take on Jonathan Bolling. And this fight was kind of controversial. Decision went to Jonathan Bolling. So, this is definitely one of those fights that we're probably going to see a rematch on, because it definitely had a controversial ending. So we'll probably be seeing those two in the cage again. In the 10th fight of the night, in the heavyweight division, you saw Rocky McGahey taking on Alex Ray. Alex Ray, 214 with a rear naked choke over Rocky McGahey. In the 11th fight of the night, in the middleweight division, you saw Tevin the Truth Triplett, defeat Harley Groves. In the 12th fight of the evening, this was for the bantamweight title, you saw Archie Sosoval defeat Eric Pearsant to become XFI bantamweight champion. So in the 13th fight of the evening, in the lightweight championship, John Michael O'Meara taking on Brandon Bledsoe, 2 minute, 21 second first round, rear naked choke goes to Brandon Bledsoe. Fourteenth fight of the night. In the middleweight division, Matthew Dawson taking on Bud Bogan. You saw Bud Bogan get the victory. 15th fight of the night was in the light heavyweight championship. Dan Casper taking on Stephen Rowell. And Dan Casper, 1 minute, 21 second knockout. And it was nasty, too. Oh, my. Nasty knockout by Dan Casper, 121. He walks out light heavyweight champion. This fight was originally scheduled to be a title fight, but the fighters didn't make the agreed weight, so they decided just to have an exhibition fight. David Grayson taking on Chris Brookfield, 2 minutes 17 second third round goes to David Grayson, and they immediately agreed on the spot for a rematch. So once they announced the show, the next event for Extreme Fighting Inc., you already know you're going to see that one on that show. 17th fight of the evening was in the middleweight division. You saw Mike Ward taking on Chance Moore. Mike Ward walked out with the victory. In the 18th fight of the evening, in the lightweight division, you saw Greg Dunnigan and Deatri Tucker. 2 minutes, 6 seconds with an armbar for Greg Dunnigan. In the welterweight division, Oscar Valdez taking on Rodney Allison. Rodney Allison walked out with the victory. But once again, this was another controversial fight because, I mean, I asked several of the fans in attendance, and, I mean, everybody agreed that Oscar Valdez should have been awarded that fight. So, we'll just say I smell a rematch on that one in the future. So, once again, be anxious to see what happens with that fight. And then on the main event of the evening, you had Tyrone Page taking on Chase Smith. 16th second of the third round by knockout. Tyrone Page walks out the winner. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There is your results from Extreme Fighting Inc. It was a good show. I'll give that. Even though there was controversy, and you know everybody loves a little bit of controversy because it just makes good stuff for the next show. There were some good fights, and I'll give them that. You know, so I'm anxious to see how everything turns out as they start putting things together for the next show. Did anybody happen to catch Wife Swap last night? Wife Swap, I was kind of bouncing back and forth between Wife Swap and Dog and Beth on the Hunt. I've been a big Dog the Bounty Hunter fan. So, anyway, last night was Celebrity Wife Swap. This is one of the reasons I wish Clint Davis was here to talk about this. Celebrity Wife Swap saw Nature Boy Ric Flair and his girlfriend, and she's got 4 kids. They switched places, wives, not in that way, come on, with Rowdy Roddy Piper. And he's got 3 kids. I mean, Ric Flair lives the lifestyle. I mean, what the character you see in the wrestling ring, if you've watched Ric Flair in the past on wrestling, he lives that lifestyle. It's Not as elaborate. Well, yeah, it is. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, Ric Flair lives the lifestyle. I mean, I don't think there was, because there were 2 weeks together. The first week they lived by the house rules. The second week they lived by the wives' rules. And when they were living under the house rules, I don't think they spent one night home. I think every night, and I forget Roddy Piper and Ric Flair's wife and girlfriend's name, but every night it was Ric Flair. They were out. And, you know, Roddy Piper, this is why I love Hot Rod. He had some cojones. Because he looked at Ric Flair, because at the end, they had him at round table discussion, and Roddy Piper just flat looked, called Ric Flair in the face, and he says, "Ric, are they hanging out with you because you're their friend, or are they hanging out with you because they know you're going to pick up the bill?" Because every time Ric Flair goes out, he's picking up bills. He's buying drinks for people. He's paying for people's dinners. And that brings up a good question. Are they hanging out with Ric Flair because they're really his friends, or are they hanging out with Ric Flair because they know that he's going to pay, he insists on paying for everything? I was watching some of the outtakes, and Ric Flair actually got mad at some people because they wouldn't let him pay for their drinks. So, you know, it was funny. It was fun TV watching. So, there you go. We got about 8 minutes left on the show. We're not going to run over today. That's what happens when I don't have my boy Clint here with me, because I got to cut the just stop off at our regular allotted time. Clint don't love me no more. Don't forget, you can catch Clint XFI Live every Tuesday and Friday, 12 noon. It's a good time. I know he's going to be talking about the fights from Saturday night. So make sure you tune him in. I'm starting to think that George Zimmerman is a liar. His testimony just is not consistent with everything that's been coming out. I don't know. I got my hoodie on, so I'm showing my support. Maybe I should just keep my mouth shut and do my little radio show. I don't know. But who would I be if I kept my mouth shut? Go figure. Can I get an amen from the congregation? We will be back on here tomorrow, once again, 4 o'clock, as we are every day of the week, Monday through Friday. And we'll do it all over again. Let me flip a page over here real fast. Did you happen to catch the BET Awards? Jamie Foxx wore a T-shirt with Trayvon Martin's picture on it. Boston Celtics, this just came across the line. Boston Celtics has expressed interest in Greg Oden. Greg Oden, former number one draft pick, he hasn't played since 09. He's only 25 years old. But there's also talk that Dallas is talking to Oden also. And I honestly think that if he, as long as he stays healthy and they work with him, that Greg Oden could be a definite contribution to any team. So we'll just have to see how that comes out. You know, it's off season for basketball, so be keeping your ears out for the trades and stuff. Now the trade talks are, I think they've started. So just be anxious to see who goes where, who ends up where. Also, we'll have our little semi Monday Night Raw recap tomorrow. So make sure you stay close to that. Once again, we got a lot of people we want to say thank you today. Of course, we want to say thank you to Bear's Place for dishing me up some great biscuits and gravy this morning. You also want to say thank you to Pro-Am Belts. Once again, if you're looking for a championship, if you're a boxing, wrestling, MMA promotion, and you're needing a championship, custom-made championship belt for your event or organization, check out Pro-Am Belts. You can find them on the internet. Also want to say thank you to Bikers Against Child Abuse. We also want to say thank you to Dallas Connection and Tight Grip. Go Wireless, H&M Mobile DJs, and Mr. D's Trophies and Screen Printing. All right, there we go, boys and girls. We are getting ready to head it to the house. Monday is almost done. Who liked the little chillness in the air this morning? I know I did. Maybe a little too much. I actually had to cover up with a blanket. So there you go. Let's head it to the house, boys and girls. DJ, hit me some music. Thank you. All right, fans, don't forget, we're going to be right back here tomorrow. So tell your buddies, tell your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show. Get our buddy Clint Davis back on here with us because it's so lonely without him. And we'll do it all again one more time tomorrow, four till whenever. Until we run out of things to talk about. How's that? So tell your buddies, tell your friends about the Greg Squirrel, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheGregSquirrelShow. We are out of here, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.